This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 274 for Friday, February 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply stronger on Friday, seeing a correction after hitting contract lows earlier in the week. Prices up $10 to $15, the March contract up $10.40 at $577.40 per ton. Canola futures were thought to be looking oversold from a chart standpoint, with prices possibly finally at a point to encourage some fresh exporter buying interest. Gains in Chicago soybeans and European rapeseed futures provided spillover support, but soy oil and Malaysian palm oil were both softer on the day. Increased farmer selling on any moves higher likely tempered the upside, as producers are still thought to be sitting on large amounts of unpriced canola. The canola market will be closed Monday for Manitoba's Louis Riel Day, with much of the rest of the country also celebrating provincial holidays. Markets in the U.S. will be closed for President's Day. In the U.S. today, soybeans are higher, while corn and wheat both moved lower. Soybeans up 10 cents in the March contract at $11.72 per bushel. While the advancing Brazilian harvest does remain a bearish influence, many private forecasters have been drastically cutting their production estimates given the adverse conditions earlier in the growing season. The USDA is still working with a Brazilian soybean crop of 156 million tons, but many private estimates have fallen below 150 million, with some now even under 140 million. Corn futures weaker on the day, seeing continued pressure from yesterday's large carryout expectations. The March contract down a penny at 416 per bushel. Yesterday, the USDA forecast U.S. corn carryout of 2.5 billion bushels in the upcoming marketing year. That compares with the expected 2.2 billion bushel forecast for the current crop year. Meanwhile, the International Grains Council did lower their world corn ending stocks estimate for the current marketing year by a million tons, now at 286 million. Wheat futures lower across the board, seeing some follow-through selling after yesterday's declines. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in the March contract at $6.54 per bushel. Kansas City down 8 cents in the March hard red wheat contract at $5.67 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 6 cents in the March contract at $5.60 per bushel. Yesterday's Ag Outlook Forum was deemed as bearish for wheat, with the burdensome U.S. ending stocks weighing on prices again today. The agency forecast U.S. wheat ending stocks to rise by over 100 million bushels next year at 769 million. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, February 16th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.